How many phone numbers do you know by heart? You need at least one, maybe your mom or your best friend, to bail you out if you get arrested. Bail is a deposit you give to the court to get out of jail. It guarantees that you'll be back for your hearing. If you can pay your bail up front, you can get it refunded after your hearing. But if you don't have the money, you have two options. Take out a loan from a bail agent, a bail bond, or stay in jail. There's a whole industry built on lending money to people who've been arrested. Right across the street from San Francisco's Hall of Justice sit nearly a dozen bail bond shops ready to lend money to people stuck behind bars. That's where KLW's Lisa Bartfai went to bring us this story.
Bail hotline, bail bonds, how can I help?
Dora Torres is spending the better part of a hot Monday afternoon at Bail Hotline Bail Bonds, trying to get her boyfriend Mark Mabutas out of jail.
When was he arrested?
In October.
He's been in jail ever since, charged with mayhem, criminal threats, and assault with a deadly weapon.
And so how come you're bailing him out today? Today is February 15th, so it's been a little while.
I think we had to raise money.
Her boyfriend's bail is set at $445,000. The bond shop can pay the court that if Torres takes out a loan. The loan is what we call a bail bond, and that's generally 10% of the bail. But to get that, Torres needs to make a down payment of at least $2,000.
A significant down payment for his bail.
That's why Torres is here with her mom and her sister. She needs them to co-sign on the bail bond. That makes them all responsible for paying the loan back, no matter what.
So let's say, after all this is said and done and he has to go do some time because he pleads a deal or
and
something.
And that's where I get with the family or whoever's signing asks me the same question always because they want to know, well, what happens if he ends up back inside?
Bail agent Augusto Reyes sits across a narrow desk, cluttered with pens, printouts, and documents written in fine print.
Same thing. You would have to be responsible to make the payments because obviously he's not out and working to make the payments himself. And therefore, that's the reason why they need co-signers.
It's a big commitment for Torres and her family, but she wants to get her boyfriend out. So she starts to fill out the paperwork.
Can I get each one's IDs in the pay stubs?
That's my pay stub.
That was just pay stub.
Around the corner from Bail Hotline Bail Bonds on 7th Street is the San Francisco Public Defender's Office.
My name is Chesa Boudin. I'm a deputy public defender in San Francisco.
Boudin's been working with Equal Justice Under Law. That's a DC nonprofit behind a lawsuit aimed at ending the bail system in San Francisco.
The fundamental problem with using cash bail as a basis for determining who is in jail and who is out of jail pending trial is that it undermines the integrity of the entire criminal justice system. Why? Because when you say to two people otherwise similarly situated, same criminal history, same allegations against them, person one, you're rich, you can go home today. Person two, you're poor, you stay in jail.
Boudin says there are alternatives.
It involves investing resources rather than in prison guards and jail cells in pretrial services and supervision.
Things like wearing an ankle monitor, attending AA meetings, or calling the courthouse every day.
We have that in San Francisco. It just needs to be expanded and it needs to become the norm and the priority rather than the exception.
It's already the norm in Virginia, New Jersey, and Colorado. Equal Justice Under Law wants that to spread. The lawsuits they brought in 9 cities across the country claim that the current bail system is unconstitutional because it treats rich and poor people differently. And that, they argue, violates the Equal Protection Clause.
Bail is a constitutional right. So you have an Eighth Amendment right in the Constitution that says that you have the right to non-excessive bail.
Corinne Rankin owns 2 bail bond shops and directs the San Francisco region of the California Bail Agents Association.
So it's just interesting to me when I see a lawsuit filed that says it wants to end your constitutional right by claiming that your constitutional right is unconstitutional.
Rankin says she's willing to work with people to make bonds affordable. That's her way of guaranteeing non-excessive bail.
When bail first originated, it was thought of as a progressive way to secure people's release.
But what the Constitution doesn't mention is how to pay for the bail bond. Here are some options. Negotiate down payments, or how much collateral to put up. Bond agents can also offer interest-free monthly payment plans, but those can take years to pay off. That's what Dora Torres is in the process of signing.
Do you think I could get my mom to work on time? She starts at
four. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's late afternoon, and Torres is still in the bond shop. It's hot and stuffy, and the kids are getting antsy. But there's still some paperwork to settle.
Okay. Now, okay, then let me start off with that one then. So on this one, initial print, sign, date.
What's today's date?
Oh, 15.
Torres still doesn't have enough money to put down as a security for the bond. So for today, her boyfriend stays in jail. So far, he's missed
Thanksgiving, Christmas, Halloween, New Year's.
Not bad, yeah.
Yeah.
His birthday.
Even Valentine's Day came and went. Then, on February 20th, her boyfriend got released. It took 5 months, 6 co-signers, a down payment of $10,000, plus putting up his Harley as collateral to get him out.
Thank you for calling Bail Hotline Bail Bonds. How may I help you?
Equal Justice Under Law's case against San Francisco's bail system is ongoing. The judge is waiting on the city and county of San Francisco to file their response to the lawsuit. That's expected in mid-March. In San Francisco, I'm Lisa Bartfai for Cross Currents.